fundamentally there's not a thing needed. Fundamentally, there's not a thing lacking. Even more, fundamentally, there is no problem. There is no difficulty. Except that we add on habitually as if it's true all sorts of habits, physical, mental, that we're not even aware of most of the time, that seem to run us much of the time, that we don't notice, but simply, you could say, go up and down within, increase and decrease. But fundamentally, at this moment, at every moment, there's no problem except that we add problems to what's wonderful, true right now as our life, as the life of the universe. And all the more, this is the point to clarify in Rohatsu time, since that's what the Buddha attends to when he talks about confusions, delusions, troubles that we make with them. But we say it all the time, caught in self-centered dream. So if we simply want to add, subtract, adjust our dream, then we'll continue there. And unfortunately, as an old song goes, we dream our life away. Adjust it. Change it if we think we can. Follow it along. But then we miss, cover over what's right, always who and what we are. And that's the most important point. Again, as I stated, as the Buddha stated, all beings are this wisdom perfection of the Buddha. All beings are awakened to this with the Buddha. And then we insist on confusing and deluding this. Polluting, if I use that kind of word, by adding all sorts of schemes and colors to it, and we must therefore attend to those, not to fix them, but to cease each time they seemingly pop up, appear as the truth for us. That's the whole of what we do in practice, whether in sitting, in formal practice, or throughout our life. And we can't escape them because they smack us, so to speak, in our face. And we suffer because of it. We know that. That's the only reason when we are suffering enough from it, fearful and anxious enough about it, that we're willing to do what seems so unusual but is so simple, whether we say, be just this moment. What is that? What is that? Whether we say, put it down, what you're holding on to. What is there to put down? Well, just see what it is you're holding on to. There's not a thing lacking. You can't, I can't say that enough. Despite our sincere belief strongly held that there's something else, or there's something making trouble for me, something that if only, so there is an if only. If only is in each moment. What does it take for you to embrace, if I say it that way, this moment as is, to embrace this sky of your life as is, clouds and all? If there seem to be. Though the sky is never obstructed, clouds come and go. I've spoken of this in different ways. Unfortunately, we each have to see what things we're carrying along when we're carrying something. We might not know how it got here, but all of a sudden we find ourselves carrying it along. Whether we think it's a terrible thing, a terrible burden, or whether we believe that it's a wonderful thing. Oh, look at this that I've discovered, that I've found, that I've accomplished, that I've Whatever we're carrying along, Joshu reminds us, put it down. Even if it's a wonderful one. Well, if you don't want to put it down, you can keep carrying. But everything that we keep carrying gets in the way, though it can't, seems to obstruct and keep problems, if I use it in that word, then everywhere you carry it, it bumps into things. We bump into things. If we don't see what we're carrying, then we can feel it when we bump into reality of our life. If and when you bump into something, please use that bumping as an opportunity to see what is it I'm carrying along right here. Not, oh, hey you, I bumped into you, you're in my way. No. See what you're carrying, if I say it that way, that can bump into anything. See, if we say, holding to self-centered thought, caught in self-centered dream, that's the place to look, not what the dream bumps into and is frustrated by or is generates more trouble because of. If we attend to where and how we carry or bump. Sometimes the carrying is so habitual that we don't even know we're carrying. It's just that's the posture, physical, mental, emotional, that I take, that we take, whether coming or going. We seem to take all sorts of postures, positions. Sometimes what we bump into is someone else who has a different posture. And then we even want to argue about the posture. It doesn't matter if the argument is about simple things like who has to put out the garbage tonight, or so-called not simple things like who should you vote for? Or what are we going to buy for? And what are we going to do about? And who's going to visit and who are we not going to visit? Or all sorts of others carrying. We could switch out on our way out the door, take a look in our closet and say, what am I going to carry today? Ah. Today I'll carry my sister-in-law's hasn't invited us. Oh no, I'm going to carry, who's going to win that football game? Or you are the one who gets to see what and how you're carrying. So even if we put it in more broad general terms, caught, it's caught because your two hands, your body, our mind is carrying, is holding, is insisting, is sure that. And the simplest way to sense this is just being present. Sit Zazen, simplest way. Maybe the first 5 breaths you're there, and then all of a sudden you discover, oh, where did you come from? How come I didn't bring you into this sitting, but you're here? Well, I've got to fiddle with you a little. The sitting's a little bare bones. I'm not doing anything here, so maybe I'll give you some attention. Or it might be on your way out the door, walking to the car. Oh, I've got to go here and there when I go to the car. Well, I don't want to go shopping, but they want me to. They say we need more or, oh, I've got to work with him today. And, you know, he always insists his way is the right way to do it. And, you know, he gets in trouble with it. Or at least I'm troubled by the way he does it. His insistence. That those are simply, if I use a big word, delusions. If I use small, ordinary words, fears, anxiety, holding to, caught in, are another big words because they're general words and they're great, but they're useless unless we start becoming connoisseurs of our holding to and caught in. Begin to have a tongue and a taste for sensing how and when they're arising, how and when they've appeared. How and when they've appeared. To notice the therefore, therein, thereby, and so on and so forth about them. Notice we don't have to follow after and figure out where did they come from, what does it mean, which are better, which are worse. I've gotten rid of those, but there's more here. These are important ones. Right now, there's not a thing needed. Right now, when you believe there's not a thing you're holding on to, put that down. It's not a matter of getting rid of any particular thing, except what you insist on is the wonderful thing that you want to hold on to, or the wonderful accomplishment that's really worthwhile. Other than that, nothing needed from the beginning. That's why we can say, being just this moment. We don't even have to say that, because we've added big words to that. Just this, oh well, that's a special way to be. The rest of the time I'm not just this, but now I'm really got it. I'm really just this. And it feels great. And I really, and you could add on, if we notice anything that, if I use a big word, troubles or sticks to us, we want to say obstructs us, right there is a wonderful opportunity wonderful friend and bodhisattva that comes to help. It's like a great master that comes and responds to us and says, right here, put it down. Right here, see that it's never been so. Right here, as is. How do I do that? Don't worry about that. Simply do. Simply do this moment is the whole of Zazen. When we start fretting about how, where, when, what if, well, it's too bland and boring. Then we're back to tormenting ourselves and others. We don't say how wonderful, all, I won't say all beings of the great earth, I'll just say all is the never failing wisdom perfection that we share with the Buddha. Aren't we generous? We shared it with the Buddha. Our original wisdom perfection shared it with the Buddha to enable he and all beings of the great earth to be awakened. And that awakening is always so. It doesn't negate all the stories we can tell ourselves about the world that we live in, that people live in, all the, quote, troubles. As songs, you could say, I could tell you about all the troubles. Those aren't where we need to attend to, except to the extent that we keep perpetuating those and therefore we do it to ourselves and others. Yes, we humans do all sorts of troubles. In fact, we've become trouble specialists. It used to be troubles were simple, but now they're really complex, and we find ways to do it with each new technology that we develop. Fortunately, there are always new technologies. Fortunately, there's always new ways that we delude and confuse ourselves. Delude and confuse others so that we can sell fear, anxiety, delusions, or make big words, but that's what us humans feed on. Why? I don't know. We just do. And yet, each of those is the opportunity for us in the particular, if we can do it, to let go of that for a moment, to put that down in the midst of this life that we are, this compassion that we can manifest, compassion towards ourselves and compassion towards all other beings. Not by doing something unusual, but doing the most simple, being just this moment, being this, if I use the word, original face awakening that we always are, then it'll make sense. It'll taste true when we say, looking at the real form of the universe, not somewhere else, but right in front of our life, face, eyes, all is the never failing, all. Even in their, what a minute ago we called their stupidity, their foolishness, their obstructionist, they are the wrong party, wrong habits, always doing, making trouble, even in the midst of that. How do we respond in hearing, seeing, listening to them, being with them, so we're not adding on to therefore, thereby, therein stories, but taking care of what right here, now, is our life. Our only task, if you want to say, that's the Buddha's Bodhisattva's vows, to liberate. I must go and liberate the confusion and distortion, the troubles that I encounter each moment, and do it by the most simple thing, being this moment, not for so-called me, but for so-called us, that we are right here now when we are us. Not because I'm something special, but because I share the most ordinariness with everyone I meet, every situation I meet. Doesn't mean I'll be happy with it. Those things are fairy tales. Happy, not happy, more delusions that we could bob up and down in the midst of. But being just this moment. Thank you.